Summer is approaching, and with lockdowns lifting, music festivals are coming back to life. But with it comes the problem of possible drug overdoses. Now, new research shows authorities and law enforcement should shift their approach when it comes to minimising harm, as Nick Grimm reports.
After the frustration of long lockdowns, Australia's pent-up music scene is about to get a burst of fresh material.
This quarantine's got me worrying. The ferocity of the virus and the millions will die is a horror scene.
And fans too are ready to blow off some steam.
People are starting to come out again. The musicians themselves are unleashing everything that they've been recording over the last year or two, so there's a lot of creativity.
That's Shannon Griggs, or DJ Shan, from Sydney's Radio 2SER. And he's noticed a new generation of music fans are dipping into the live music scene.
The crowds do tend to be a little bit younger than they were pre-lockdowns. It will be quite telling as we get into summer how many people will start to come out in force.
But as big music events return, so too does the concern about dangerous drug-taking practices by festival goers.
The inquest into six deaths at New South Wales music festivals has been shown vision of the moment one of the victims collapsed.
And right now, health experts are worried many more young people simply don't know how to handle themselves. Dr. Monica Barrett is from RMIT University.
You know, there's a bit of a perfect storm because we have a combination of many people who may be completely naive to festivals and nightclubs and may not have taken these substances before. We've had a whole season where we haven't had any festivals and any nightclubs going.
Monica Barrett is one of the authors of new research which has found one third of pre-pandemic festival goers used or plan to use drugs at those events. But among that group, there was a disturbingly high number consuming those drugs in large amounts. Co-author Dr. Jonathan Brett is a senior research fellow at the University of New South Wales.
And so the kind of things we looked at was double dropping, so taking more than one unit of MDMA or ecstasy at a time. We looked at mixing stimulants, so, you know, the most common combination was MDMA and cocaine. And we also looked at preloading, so that's where you take all your drugs before you even get into the music festival.
And that risky behaviour, the researchers say, was found in large part driven by police efforts to stop drug use, as festival goers seek to avoid being caught with drugs in their possession. In states like New South Wales, police have the power to stop, search and detain anyone reasonably suspected of having drugs or other dangerous or unlawful material on their person. But Dr. Brett believes his research shows that can be counterproductive.
People were much more likely to preload, in fact, more than twice as likely to preload in response to police or police dog presence.
The researchers also argue a heavy police presence discourages drug users from seeking help for an overdose or other adverse reaction. And that could be an even bigger problem this summer as post-lockdown shortages also hit the illegal drug market.
What we've seen is adulterations, substitutions, combinations, a whole manner of variety of changes that make it more unpredictable. So if someone is seeking to take an illegal product, they're less likely to be getting what they think they're getting.
Drug and alcohol researcher Dr. Monica Barrett from RMIT University. Nick Grimm with that report. And New South Wales Police were contacted for comment.